Hello, welcome to Solo Moms Talk. I'm really excited to embark on a new season. We're now in season 8. I'm J. Rosemary Francis, your host. I'm so grateful that you're here to begin this new season with us. If you're new here, I started this podcast because I wanted to connect the stories of solo moms globally. And boy, God has really provided and helped us to connect with moms across the globe. It's my firm belief that our stories are similar. It's just the details that are different. I thank you for supporting us through the years. We're in our 8th year, and I am so grateful that you've been here with us. In the last few seasons, we've done a lot of expert interviews where I curated resources for our listeners, resources on health, staying healthy, healthy relationships, healthy children, and career and money and finance. We're going back to the original intent is to share stories that will inspire, encourage you. And I'm really excited for this new season coming up because we'll be doing more solo mom interviews. We'll also be featuring some interviews from moms who have interviewed with us before and are coming back to share their story of where they are now. I'm really excited about that. Also, I'll be incorporating episodes with encouragement and inspiration to keep you on your journey, to keep you focused on your journey. So, you know, I know being a solo mom is not easy. Some of us didn't choose that route, and raising children alone is challenging, and especially if we're dealing with other things that needs our attention. But let me remind you that you're not alone. You are surrounded by moms who love you, a God who cares for you, and it's a time for you to reflect on what it is that is important to you as a mom and as a person. So I want to encourage you today with a verse from Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. That's the promise I'm holding on to for season 8, that even when life feels uncertain, heavy, we don't have to carry it alone. And I want this podcast, especially this new season 8, to be a reminder for you to remember that you're not alone. You don't have to parent in silence. So if you're a solo mom with a story to share, reach out. Other solo moms want to hear your story so that they can be encouraged and inspired. If you've been a listener for a while, what has been your biggest takeaway from the show, from listening to the show, from the stories, from way back when? Some people love Lydia's story, and there have been reviews over the years about what inspires them. I'd like to hear what you have to say. You could feel free to leave a review. We appreciate 5 stars if you can. And I would just love to hear from you, love to hear your feedback on the show. And I'd also like to know what you think of this new season 8 coming up. If you're new here, welcome. Welcome to the family. Subscribe to the show. Follow me on social and join our Solo Moms Connect community on Facebook. Stay tuned because I have some exciting time up ahead. I pray that you would remain strong and that you will seek help if you need it. Build community, reach out, be brave. As Amanda Carrasco says, be brave. And I look forward to talking to you. And I want you to remember, I always say it, you're not alone. It feels like it. I remember when my 2 youngest boys were young and I was left alone to raise them, a 2- and 4-year-old. I thought I was alone. But I'm here to tell you, you're not alone. Because I found out later that I wasn't alone. And there are so many things that you could do to help you on your journey. And there are so many people who really care about you and who really are concerned about your well-being, about your children's well-being. As for me, I am focused on you, mom, and how you care for you, on how you think about yourself in the grand scheme of things. So welcome to Solo Moms Talk. Welcome to season 8. I appreciate you. And I'm going to ask you something unrelated. Look at that. That is something I did myself. I'm not an artist, but when I get stressed, this is something you can do to help you focus, refocus. So let me know what you think about that. Thank you.